بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails to our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Ata, the host of this program. Sheikh Ahmad Danish from the Islamic House of Qom is here to answer today's questions. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you very much.
Today's question asks, what is the main difference between Islamic rationality and secular modern enlightenment? We know that rationality and the rational power or this aqlaniyah system is very much welcomed in Islam. And without aql, in fact, spiritual perfection is, we can say, impossible. But at the same time, in the modern world from 18th century onward, we have this enlightenment period very much welcoming secularism and we can say somehow opposing traditional religious background or religious foundations. So what are the differences between the two, Sheikh? In both of them, rationality is the main theme.
Right.
But what is the main difference between rationality according to Islam or secularism?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In order to answer your question, let me quote some of the verses of the Holy Quran regarding tafakkur or regarding thought and thinking in praise of thinking and reflection that have been revealed in the Holy Quran. So, for example, we have this verse of the Holy Quran which says that وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مِنْهُ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Right, so we created everything for you in this world and in the heavens, so that for you there are signs for those who are
to be taken.
Are those people who are thoughtful. Or reflective.
Yes.
Or لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. So we have revealed all these signs so that those people, people start to think. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Or for example, we have this verse of the Holy Quran which says that أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ.
Yes.
Don't you think about your own souls?
Yes.
مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. So this constant referral or this constant persuasion to why don't you think? Why aren't you thinking about all of these signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Not only in your souls, but in the heavens, in the earth, there are numerous signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person starts to think, they will certainly reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His tawheed, His oneness, and that all of these signs are for the benefit of humankind and to That's guide right. Man. But when we see that the thinking that is, or the aqlaniya or the rationality that is meant by enlightenment, right? So we have to understand the context in which enlightenment movements came about.
Mm-hmm.
And the enlightenment that we see coming from the Western countries was basically a reaction to the overarching role of the Catholic Church in Western societies.
Yes.
And as a result of that, people said that we need a rationality devoid of the confines of the Catholic Church. Because the Catholic Church would say that, for example, to Galileo, it said that you cannot propose or this theory that the sun, the earth revolves around the sun.
The scientific reason.
Yes.
Right.
This concept that everything was geocentric, everything revolved around the earth. That was, for example, their understanding of the Bible, that And that was continuing from the previous times. So they said, and they controlled everything. So this was basically a reaction to the Christian church, the Enlightenment movement, which said that no, the church limits itself to matters of religion and to faith. And in all other worldly matters and in all other day-to-day activities, we have our own rationality to guide us.
Mm-hmm.
So for this, for the affairs of this world, we need to conduct ourselves on the basis of our reason. And what is the relevance of the church? The church is to guide us in matters of afterlife, in matters of faith, and it has nothing to do with rationality. So because of this specific context, that this was an outshoot or offshoot of how Catholicism had developed in the Western world, this Enlightenment movement came in the Protestant religion.
All right.
But in the Islamic world, what happened was during the colonial times, when the colonial powers came to Muslim lands, they brought with them this idea of Enlightenment, that in matters of religion, you can refer to your holy book or your hadith or your traditions. But in worldly matters, in all the affairs of the state, religion should play no role, which is basically secularism, which is also has shown itself in liberal democracies.
That's right.
Throughout the world. So this entire concept of Enlightenment and secularism and liberal democracy is taking man in the direction away from religion in matters that pertain to his day-to-day worldly life.
Mm-hmm.
For example, what kind of economic system you should have?
Mm-hmm.
That is none of the concerns of religion, according to this thinking.
All right.
What kind of political system you should have? That is none of the concerns of religion,
yes,
according to Enlightenment thinkers.
That's right.
Or the secularist thinkers. What is the relevance of religion? It should only guide you in your daily prayers. You should fast in the month of Ramadan, perform your Hajj, pay your zakat, do charity, do good to others. All of these things, yes, why not? Religion is relevant there. But if it comes to matters of state, if it comes to matters of economics, if it comes to guiding you in your day-to-day lives, no, for these matters, your rationality should suffice you. So the verses of the Holy Quran are clear about the fact that if a person starts to use their thought process, they will certainly reach the Tawheed or the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they reach the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they realize that the same Lord who has created them, who has given them numerous signs about his divinity, of his existence, is the one who has given them the holy book as well. Who is the same one who has given them the prophets, who has sent for them prophets to guide them, who has sent for them the A'imma to guide them. And so when the A'imma alayhimu salam say something, or the prophet say something, or the holy book says something, we have to perform it. So if it is about the matters of this world, for example, the verse of the Holy Quran which says that harrama riba, right? That riba is haram for you, and tijara, or doing business, is justified or is jais for you or is permitted for you.
Yes.
So if Muslims don't adhere to this this concept, what they are doing is that they are going to war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the verse of the Holy Prophet, of the Holy Quran. It says that if a person takes riba in their dealings, that is interest,
that's right,
they are committing war against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay, Shaykh. Now, the major question is that, so in this way, Islam does not neglect rationality and the rational power.
Yes.
In fact, maybe the best way in order to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gain a spiritual perfection is through rationality, isn't it?
Through rationality.
I mean, without thinking and without the thought power, you cannot even, for example, have a spiritual perfection. But all of these rationality must be under the realm of, divine perfection, or a spiritual perfection is better to call it.
True.
And divine teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
True.
Without the divine teachings of Islam, we can say rationality might lose control. And on that time, it will have its own disadvantages in our life.
Yes. What a religious person means when they say that rationality is the guiding spirit of their lives. What they mean is that they have reached the conclusion that there is a God, through their reason, of course, through their appreciation of these signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are spread all over them. For example, when I see my life, when I see my being, I see myself as completely dependent for all of my basic needs.
All right.
And when I see a complete and perfect system that is fulfilling my needs, that is fulfilling my desires, these desires have been kept in me to identify my creator. Or, for example, when I see the harmony in the creation, for example, you have the plant world, you have the animal world, and you have the human world, and you have the ecosystem. Everything is in complete balance. When I see all of these signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I realize that without a designer, without a creator, this would not have been possible. And I attest to the fact that there's a creator for all humanity and for all the created things. And when I reach this conclusion, I identify the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator that has been sent to me, and I identify the Holy Quran as the guiding spirit and the perfect book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all times. Then when I embrace Islam and I embrace the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then my rationality is something that is going to guide me in my religious life. I cannot say that if I understand clearly that this is the law or this is the ruling of Islam, that no, my thinking or my rationality doesn't agree with that. For example, if I don't understand the hijab for women, according to my reason, I cannot say as a Muslim that therefore, because my reason doesn't understand it, hijab is not obligatory. This is going to be shirk. This is not going to be coming in the fold of Islam. Or, for example, if I don't understand one ruling of Islam, for example, why do we have to pray, for example, four rakahs in the prayer of Zuhr?
That's right.
Or why do we have to pray two rakahs in Fajr? Why can't we, for example, do meditation instead of salah that is promulgated for us or obligatory for us? We cannot do that. Once religious rulings are clear, we adhere to those religious rulings. But of course, there are other avenues for using your religion, using your reason. You can use your reason to identify the best means of being a better servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, someone can serve Allah better as a scientist.
All right.
Someone can serve Allah better as a doctor. Someone can serve Allah better as an engineer or as a teacher or as an alim.
Yeah.
So this is for you to decide. There are do's and don'ts that are specific. You cannot cross those lines. But apart from those do's and don'ts, there are a lot of gray areas.
That's right.
Where we can use our reason, we can reach a better decision in our lives, we can decide on a lot of things, but remaining within the do's and don'ts of religion.
Our knowledge, our scientific improvements, and our reasoning power must not act like a veil behind our soul, or it's better to say our eyes, not to see the reality of the world. That's all right.
And again, one more point that we can add here is that the more our knowledge increases, we are able to better understand the world, right? We are able to better understand the processes that are governing the world. We are better able to understand our surroundings, our environment, and we can serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a better way. So in no way are we saying that knowledge is bad for you, reasoning is bad for you, or a specific way of thinking is bad for you, but you have to remain within the do's and don'ts of religion that are certain for you, that are certain for an entire generations of Muslims that have come after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So religious rationality or aqlaniyat dini is a specific way of thinking of a religious person, and it completely differs from enlightenment thinking.
That's right. Thank you very much, Sheikh, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. What are the differences between Islamic rationality and secular enlightenment? It was very kind of you.
Thank you.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, please visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن